Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopiyana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vrayajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrayajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Jaya Gora Nita Jaya Gora Nita Jaya Gora Nita Jaya Gora Nita Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Siddhare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantara Srimad Bhavatan Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Thank you so much for being today in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So continue the morning program. We can try to glorify Krishna through his form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So for that, we will request you all blessings. Senior devotees, Mataji, please bless us. So we can try to continue the program and try to glorify Krishna and at the same time be engaged in purificatory process. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanang namaskrityam Naran chaiva narotaman Devin sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayan udhirajed Nasta prayesu vadresu Nityam bhagavata sevaja Bhagavati Uttamai Sloke Bhaktir Bhavaiti Naisikim. So continued our reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we start the last chapter of this canto, chapter 19, entitled Performing the Punshavana Ritualistic Ceremony. So I'll read the introduction of a summary of this chapter, what is this about. Actually, it's just the continuation of what we have been reading or learning about Diti and under the guidance of her husband, Kasyapa Muni. She was engaged in a ritualistic ceremony or trying to perform austerities with the idea to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but with the intention of requesting a special boon, a special blessings. So the motivations we understood are not so favorable in the beginning, but it has a happy ending. So it said that Yudhishthira Maharaj, or Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing this pastime, he was a bit concerned, and he said, please, could you explain a bit more? What is this about? Because the main point in the previous chapter, we heard that she performed so nicely the rituals or all the regulations or the austerities under the guidance of her husband that she managed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is very, very hard, very rare as well. So Parikshit Maharaj was very, very much surprised, and because we know the motivation that she want or she started with, the austerity, was not so noble. She wanted to kill Indra. She wanted to get revenge. So with that motivation, she engaged in austerities, devotional service. And she managed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's something that is very strange. What do you think? Because if we want to kill somebody, we have those strong material desires, not so good, and we ending up by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's kind of contradictory. Because we understand that pleasing Krishna is doing everything favorable with good attitude, with consciousness. But how she started the process of worshiping the Lord, the austerities, her consciousness wasn't the ideal one. So in that, with that understanding, Parikshit Maharaj said, wow, this is very interesting. Could you please explain more? I need to understand this, that the secret of this, what is the intricacy of this pastime that I can understand, realize more. So this chapter, it has the purpose of clarifying this, what is happening actually, how she managed to please the Lord. I guess we most of us, we heard at the end when of the previous chapter when Indra was glorifying her, expressing his realization and also his shortcomings. But he got a real good understanding what's happening. Do you remember what was Indra's realization? What was happening? Why, for example, he couldn't kill the baby that she was, she delivered a baby, she wanted to have a son. She was pregnant, and Indra wanted to kill him, but he couldn't. Why was that? You remember that? Do you? No? Previously, some of you were in the Bhagavatam class or during the last week, at least. Do you remember why? Yeah, basically that. Indra told Diti, because she was also surprised. And I was just expecting one son, now I have 49. So what happened? And then Indra said, actually, because I wanted to kill him, and I ended up cutting in different pieces, and 49 and all are alive. Sorry. And all are alive. And actually, because this is just a secondary result of something that you did, Krishna protect them, definitely. But because this is the side effect of something more higher that you did, because your devotional service, please him. So naturally, Krishna will protect her, will do all the favorable things for her. So that was his realization. Indra understood that. So now we start this chapter. So let's read the summary. Chapter 19, performing the Punsavana ritualistic ceremony. This chapter explained how Diti, Kasyapa Muni's wife, executed Kasyapa Muni's instructions in devotional service. During the first date of the bright fortnight of the moon in the month of Agrahayana, November and December, every woman, following in the footsteps of Diti and following the instructions of her own husband, should begin this Punsavanat Vrata. In the beginning, after washing her teeth, bathing, and thus becoming purified, she should hear about the birth mystery of the Maruts. Then, covering her body with white dress and being properly ornamented, Before breakfast, she should worship Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Lord Vishnu's wife, by glorifying Lord Vishnu for his mercy, patience, prowess, ability, greatness, and other glories, and for how he can bestow all mystic benedictions, while offering the Lord all paraphernalia for worship, such as ornaments, a sacred thread, essence, nice flowers, incense, and water, for bathing and washing his feet, hands, and mouth, and one should invite the Lord with this mantra: Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahanu Bhava Mahavi Bhuta Bhuti Pataje Maha Saha, sorry, put Pataje Saha Mahabhuta Mahabhutivihir Valin Apaharami. Then one should offer 12 oblations on the fire while chanting this mantra: Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahabhuta Pataje Swaha. One should offer obeisances while chanting this mantra 10 times. Then one should chant the Lakshmi Narayan mantra. Did you follow? I got lost. 10 times before, 10 times later, and then Lakshmi Narayan mantra. If either a pregnant woman or her husband regularly discharge this devotional service, both of them will receive the results. After continuing this process for one full year, the chaste wife should fast on the Purnima of full moon day of Kartik. On the following day, the husband should worship the Lord as before and then observe a festival of cooking nice food and distribute prasadam to the brahmanas. Then, with the permission of the brahmanas, the husband and wife should take prasadam. This chapter ends by glorifying the results of the punshavasana function. Okay. A lot of regulations to follow if you want to please the Lord. So some tips for grihastras devotees who would like to do it. But very kindly, Lord Chaitanya gave us a very simplified version of this, that we can get all these benefits in any time, any moment. Do you know what is that simplified form of worship and glorifying the Lord? Chanting Hare Krishna, yes. It's a lot of mantras here that personally my tongue was like entangled and I couldn't. So I don't know, I don't think I'll be able to practice these things, but by Krishna's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and Srila Prabhupada, we have a even more effective process. And all is open for all of us, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is very important point, I would say, that we all need to realize. Because the Vedic instructions, or the Vedic injunctions, the Vedic knowledge, give us a lot of guidance, what to do, how to live in this material world, to achieve the fulfillment of our desires, even liberation. But actually, if we understand what is the real liberation state, or what is the goal of life, Krishna will naturally provide all facilities for us, from the heart, from the all living entities around us, the arrangements of nature, so that we can achieve that success. And facilitating. I was reading, for example, Sri Upanishad, because this chapter in the beginning glorified the Lord with that aspect of his completeness. And in the invocatory verse of the Sri Supanisha, Prabhupada explained that how everything from the Lord emanates and is complete. Because the Lord is complete, whatever emanates from him is complete. And this manifestation of this material existence or nature universe is complete. And all the small units are also complete. Those small units are the living entities, us. But to realize our completeness, it has to be in connection with a complete whole. Otherwise, we can't do it. We can't realize that aspect. Because all the time, otherwise, we will try to pursue, try fulfillment of our desires through external means. But it said that when we realize our completeness, naturally, the satisfaction in our heart will be there. But this can be done only in relation with the complete whole. Who is the complete whole, or what is the complete whole? It's Krishna. Yes, it's another important point that we need to understand. How or what Krishna is, or how Krishna is manifested, or who is Krishna, and how he expressed his completeness and our identity. Prabhupada nicely explains, for example, in this verse of the Upasamrita, that we are dovetailed with, well, actually, we are provided all facility with all the facilities to realize our completeness. So it's there. Krishna provided that. It's not, we don't have to do extra endeavor or trying to do things, to achieve things, but Krishna is giving us that, all facilities. It's there. So we need to just utilize that. How that can be, or what is the best way to utilize, is just utilizing connection with the natural constitutional position of everything. It's the relation or form, being part of the whole completeness, the whole manifestation of the whole, the complete whole, that is the word. So at the complete whole is Krishna. So by connecting everything in the service of the Lord, that natural aspect of completeness in ourselves, that aspect, that need that we need to experience, will be manifested. So this part of this verse, well, we will read now. It will make sense when we read this text, one or two. So let's continue. Sorry, I'm talking too much today. Text one. This is in the board, so let's study this part. Sri Raya Uvacha.
Sri Raya Uvacha.
Bratapunsavanam Brahman.
Bhavata
yat udiratam tasya veditun ikshami jena Vishnu prasidati. Sri Raya uvacha vratam punsavanam brahmam Bhavata yat udiritam tasya veditun ikchami jena Vishnu prasidati. Sirayo vacha brata punsavanam brahman Bhavata yat udiritam tasya veditun ichami jena Vishnu prasidati.
If
you can repeat, please.
Sirayo vacha
tatapan savanam brahma
Tasya vedam ikshami
jena Anyone else, or ladies? Pratapun savanam brahmam bhavata jat udiritam jasya viditu nichami jena vishnu prasidati shri raya vacha Apunsavanam Brahmam Bhavata Yat Udiritam Tasya Viditum Uchami Yena Vishnu Prasidati Siraya Vacha Vratam Punsavanam Brahmam Bhavata jad udiritam tatsya vedeti nicham jena vishnu sirayu vacha vratam punsavanam brahmam bhavata jad udiritam Tasya viditu nikchami Yena Vishnu prasidati Sirayu vacha Ramam Yat udhidicham Tasya veditu nikchami Jena Vishnu prasidati. Thank you for trying, Goku. Well done, Goku. Thank you. Yeah. So translation word by word. If you can repeat, please. Sri Raya Uvacha Maharaj Parikshit said, Bratam, devout, Punsavanam, called Punsavana, Brahman, O Brahmana, Bhavata, by you, Yat, which, Udiritam, was spoken of, Tasya, of that, Veditum, to know, Ikchami, a one, Jena, by which, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Prasidati, is pleased. Translation, Maharaj Parikshit said, My dear Lord, you have already spoken about the Punsavana vow. Now I want to hear about it in detail, for I understood that by observing this vow, one can please the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Note purport and text number 2 and 3. Sri Sukha Uvacha Sukle. Sorry, I'll just read. It's a bit different. Yeah. Sukle Marga Shire Puk. Pakshe Yoshivatur Anukyaja Araveta Vratan Idan Sarvakamika Adita Nishamya Marutan Yama Brahmanan Anumantricha Snatua Sukladati Sukle Vasita Lankritam Vare Punjaret Prataratsat Prajak Bhagavatam Sri Yasaha. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, On the first day of the bright fortnight of the moon of Agahasayana, November-December, Following the instruction of her husband, a woman should begin this regulative devotional service with a bout of penance, for it can fulfill all one's desire. Before beginning the worship of Lord Vishnu, the woman should hear the story of how the Maruts were born. Under the instruction of the qualified Brahmanas, in the morning she should wash her teeth, bathe, and dress herself with white clothes and ornaments. And before taking breakfast, she should worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi. No purpose. Text 4. Alante nirapekshaya purnakaman namostute mahabhibhuti prataye namasaka sidaye. Translation. She should then pray to the Lord as follows. My dear Lord, you are full of all potencies, but I do not beg you for opulence. I simply offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the husband and master of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, who has all opulences. Therefore, you are the master of all mystic yoga. I simply offer my obeisances unto you. That's beautiful. Should I repeat this verse? Alante nira petakshaya purnakama namostute mahabhibhuti pataye namasakala sidaye. Okay, purpose. A devotee knows how to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Purnan Adam Purnan Idam Purnam Purnan Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnan Eva Vasisyate. The Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is complete, perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete whole. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Therefore, to take shelter of the Supreme Lord is required. Whatever a devotee needs will be supplied by the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tesannitya vibhutakshaman yogashemas babamyaham. Therefore, a pure devotee will not ask anything from the Lord. He simply offers the Lord His respectful obeisances, and the Lord is prepared to accept whatever the devotee The Lord is prepared to accept whatever the devotee can secure to worship Him. Even patram pushpam phalanto jam, a leaf, flower, fruit, or water. There is no need to artificially exert oneself. It is better to be plain and simple, and with respectful obeisances offer to the Lord whatever one can secure. The Lord is completely able to bless the devotee with all opulences. Should I repeat the last part, if you don't mind? There is no need to artificially exert oneself. It is better to be plain and simple, and with respectful obeisances, offer to the Lord whatever one can secure. The Lord is completely able to bless the devotee with all opulences.
Onangyanati mirandasya gyanangyanashalahakaja chakshurulumitanjena tasmai sri gurave namaha mukankaroti vachalam fangunglangajate girim jatkripatamaham bande sri guru dinacharinam paramanandavardhanam sri chaitanya ishvaram nama om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale Srimate Shila Hanuma Prasaka Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunjavadi Paschatya Deshatarinam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Well, any questions, comments at this point? It was clear what we read?
No,
you have a question, please.
Mm-hmm. I never saw that. Maybe I was blind to it.
Yeah.
I find it really needs a deliberation. Because if I have something, I stop working, I want to work hard, and I just offer whatever I have, not my time. I don't know where I've got optimism coming from.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah, the good realization, I would say that question. It's the last part of the purpose that Srila Prabhupada said, what you are reflecting upon. Should I read it again?
Please.
There is no need to artificially, artificially exert oneself. It is better to be plain and simple. And with respectful obeisances offered to the Lord, whatever one can secure. So there are very important points. Artificially exert, artificially. And so with obeisances, whatever you can secure, you have to offer, or you should offer to the Lord. The Lord is completely able to bless the devotee with all opulences. Yeah. So to my understanding, based on your question, is with that. The key is in the artificial, that word is very important. When we go beyond our abilities, there are six things that are against our devotional service, against our advancement, spiritual advancement. That is Upadesambrita. One of the things, this is when we, it's, the text is number three, not number two. Atyahara Prayashascha, yeah? Prayashas is translated at endeavor more that is required. So for me, it's connecting, as far I understand, that is connected with artificially exerting ourselves. When we go beyond whatever is required, because actually, Krishna provides the ability to do things. Whatever you are able to do, it's just the capacity that you have is given by Krishna. It's nothing that you are contributing yourself by your own. So we studied this in previous chapters as well. So the ability to do things is coming from Krishna. So if we understand that, he is the one who provides everything, the ability to do things. So, but our part is more trying to utilize what we have. We know that we can do things if we are not complacent with that. going to the lazy aspect. But if I utilize whatever ability I have in the maximum, in the full potential, that is natural on us. It's not going beyond. It's not artificial, the endeavor. So if we do that, so naturally the satisfaction and Krishna will arrange things for us. Perhaps at this point it's not easy for you to see it, or for most of us, but if we look back, whatever we achieve until now, oh, well, I got this, oh, you got that, it's Krishna is providing. Through different elements, different factors, through your parents, devotees. Yesterday you got a nice collection of pictures. Yeah, so you did an endeavor for that, and Krishna is bestowing all the blessings. Yeah, that's a real practical fact, how Krishna is arranging things. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah? Okay. Any other question? That answers your question. Yeah? Any other comment on questions at this point? No? Okay, but one of the points that to me, when I was trying to read this chapter, what we have to talk today, is how this chapter starts with the question of Parikshit Maharaj. Because one of the things that we saw previous chapter is that all the details, description that Kasyapa Muni is telling Diti, you should do this, you should do that, very strict. And sometimes I found myself, okay, I do this, many times probably I will fail. It's quite difficult in many points, be so strict. So the possibility that I won't be successful following those brothers. But why Parikshit Maharaj wants to know more about this? It's practical for us to know this point, how to do this brata, this, because there are many people. I remember when I was living in Sydney, some devotees very much, well, from India, very much strict, we have to follow this at this time, you have to break the cows in this time, otherwise it's no point to do your brata, your fasting. I was doing altar service, for example, and breaking the fast at 6:35 and only 5 minutes, and I was in the altar worshiping. I was like, how we can break the fast? It was difficult at that time. It said it has to be in this time. Yeah, but then if we understand what is the purpose of the mood about behind us following these brattas, to train the mind, it's nothing wrong to be strict to following the brothers. This should be like this. It's nothing wrong with that. But the point is that we should always remember what is the purpose of that. Also, Padesamrita, one of the instructions of the impediments in the success of your spiritual life is following the rules and regulations only for the sake of following. And so very much attached to following, but we forget what is the purpose, actually. So in this point, for example, the first text, Parikshit Maharaj, he wants to know in detail these brothers, but not because I want to follow, or he wants to follow those, what is behind, the mystery behind, is because he said that the last part of his statement, he said, by observing this bout, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is his interest. For us as a practicing devotees, we understand that the goal of life is try to please Krishna. One day, some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, what will please you the most? Because as a disciple, devotees wanted to do whatever is the most pleasing Srila Prabhupada. I want to please Srila Prabhupada. I love Prabhupada. I wanted to please him. Devotees, they say, he themselves ask, Prabhupada, what will please you the most? So that's the secret. But go directly to him and ask instead of speculating. Do you know what Prabhupada says? What is the answer? What please him the most? Yes, Prabhupada.
I hear different
versions. Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, struggling to become Krishna. Yeah, that's one. Yes, Mataji? Yeah, anything, any service that makes your attachment to Krishna more, to enhance your attachment to Krishna, Prabhupada said, yeah. What else do you think Prabhupada says? Yes, Madam.
Collaborate with others, like cooperate with others to spread the Krishna consciousness.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, Prabhupada said, you will show your love to me by cooperating to in working in Krishna consciousness. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's another part that passes, but it's related to that. Yes, that's right. Any ideas? What pleased Prabhupada the most? Any remembrance or here? But yes, Mata, you're right. Prabhupada says what pleased him the most is whatever that we can do or whatever service that we can do that enhance our attachment to Krishna. Prabhupada said, I'll be pleased if you are developed love, more enhance your love for Krishna, if you learn how to love Krishna. So how we can learn to love Krishna is by engaging in his devotional service. That is also nicely explained, as I said, in the Sri Upanishad. Before coming today to the class, I was reading that and I said, wow, I didn't catch this point before, when Prabhupada explained about how everything is provided for us. We, as a living entities, we are a small, complete unit because we emanate from Krishna. Krishna is the complete whole. Everything comes from him. Everything that comes from him is complete. By nature, it's that. It's our constitutional right. It's our constitutional position. We are complete. But we can realize that by our own. In that way, for that reason, we are conditioned souls. But everything is provided for us to realize our completeness, but it has to be in connection with the complete whole. And how we can complete or be in relation with the complete whole is just by devotional service. And when we reach that state, full satisfaction in our heart, because right now, what we experience in this conditional state is the experience of incompleteness. For that reason, the pursuit of trying to satisfy material desires, many things that we want to achieve. Why? Because that the insatisfaction in our heart, the experience of incompleteness. But Prabhupada said openly, that sense of completeness that we are hankering, that sense of satisfaction that we are hankering for, can be only realized or achieved but be connected with the complete whole, and that is through devotional service. That is nice verse in the very famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that explained that. I think it's the chapter 2, first canto. What is the text? Krishna's forgetfulness, give me forgetfulness. But basically the idea is by performing devotional service, unmotivated and interrupted, the satisfaction in the heart will be provided. Savai punsa paro dharmo, bhaktir, yato bhaktir adokshaye, ahaituki apratihata, jayatma suprasidati, that suprasidati will be manifested. Savai punso paro dharmo. So that explained the importance of devotional service. And also we saw that in the previous chapter, how Diti pleased the Lord because she was engaged in devotional service. Whatever she was doing, the idea was, I have to please Krishna or I have to please Vishnu, so then I will receive the benefit. And then by pleasing him, I'll ask the benediction that I'm looking for. But the idea was, I have to please the Lord. So devotional service. By being engaged, the devotional service is so powerful that naturally
all the inauspiciousness will be eradicated. We have the qualities of devotional service. We have been hearing about that nicely the other day, the class, Arjuna Sakaprabhu, I think. I personally appreciate the way how he presented the class. Very nice points. By engaging in devotional service, naturally all the inauspiciousness of material desires will be eradicated now from her. And that's what happened with Diti. The transformation of her heart took place because by being engaged in devotional service, but it wasn't whimsical devotional service. Oh, I want to do this now. Oh, I like to offer this to the Lord because today I got the idea that this would be. That it wasn't whimsical. One of the important points for also for us, again, to hear and understand is that devotional service has to be authorized and it has to be guided. So who can authorize or give us the guidance for how to do service? Or we can do it by our own intention, our motivation. Who? Yeah, guru, spiritual master, and devotees. Because guru, spiritual master, is manifest in different ways. Senior devotees, association devotees, we learn how to do things. Because, again, it's important for us to understand that by our own, it's not possible to get things done. But we have that tendency to be independent. Well, myself. So that tendency to do my own stuff and my own way and create a lot of frustration too. So when we realize that it has to be under the guidance of an authorized person or authority or experienced person who can facilitate, because it's not wasting time. We want to achieve something, and Prabhupada also explained in the Sri Supanishad, if you want to achieve knowledge, you, generally, in the material world outside, the tendency is to do research. Let's do a lot of project investigating things. But that inductive process, or aroha panda, that process is frustrating in one sense because it's based on achieving knowledge through our senses, through our limited capacity of thought process, of thinking process. And always will be some limitations and at the end frustration. But the point is, if we, for example, were sincere in our endeavor as a practicing devotees, Krishna will facilitate, give the means, the knowledge that is required. I was listening, for example, the class of one Maharaj recently got sannyasinization. And he explained about the glories or the importance of the devotee to be aware of the cultivation of the inner life for the success of our spiritual practice. And he mentioned that there are four important points or principles that we should try to endeavor. He said, for example, the life of a devotee is based in honesty. So what that means, because I don't know if you have the experience, but many times in my personal experience, sometimes we try to do things because others want to us to do or we think it's proper, but we because lack of qualification, we have inside other motivations too. And so we present something that is not actually what we are. So we are not honest. So we pretend. Pretending is not so bad in the beginning in the sense that we are learning what to do, how to do things, but we should always endeavor trying to make the correlate what is internal, our internal desires and what we are doing. So honesty in life of, in the life of a devotee is very important. Another important point is also he said that we should hear without defending. What that means by hearing without of defending means attitude of humility. Because the tendency of us of arguing, or when you hear something, oh, maybe this is this. No, it should be like that. Perhaps right now I'm talking too much and many points and your mind is agitated, thinking, oh, no, it should be like that, it should be like that. So, but it's not, it's, again, it's an attitude or the tendency of a conditional state. And as a practicing devotees, the important for us to be aware of the needs of be humble. So hearing without defending the humility that is needed, it's very much fundamental in the success of our practice. Another important point that he mentioned is that the inner life of a devotee is based on a life of sensitivity. What that means is that when we speak, we should not offend others. So the tendency that we have to criticize or observing or saying things, not being able to understand the necessity of others, based on perhaps our own personal intention or pursuits, we are not aware what is happening or what is the need of others. And when we speak, we are not careful enough if it's appropriate or is what is the austerity of speaking. Krishna and Bhagavad Gita said it has to be truth, it should be pleasing, and it should be beneficial. So things that we need to also to apply in our interaction among devotees. So when we speak, we should not offend, should be based in sensitivity. Another important point that he mentioned is the inner life of a devotee is based on purity. What this is based on? He said that when we love or we have interaction with others based in loving exchanges, we should not expect anything in return. We should not calculate, oh, if I give this, I should receive this, or they should do this for me. No, it's purity is based in, oh, Krishna will be pleased with this, and Krishna is in the heart of our living entities. Like Srila Prabhupada, for example, what pleased him the most is our endeavor to learn more, how to love Krishna more. So, and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita give many instructions how he can be pleased, how he can be realized, how we can awaken that loving, dormant love that we have in our heart for him. So one of the things is trying to awaken the love for Krishna in the heart of other living entities by sharing knowledge or helping each other in growing in Krishna consciousness. But it has to be a pure intention. Purity is one of the important pillars in the success of our spiritual practice. So I wanted to share these points with you. I don't know if resonate or is helpful in any way, but it's my humble attempt to serve you as well. Any comment, any suggestions, question at this point? Yeah, 4 points. Honesty. Basically honesty, then it's sensitivity, humility, and purity. Yeah? Honesty, humility. Well, if we base, for example, we should live our life no pretending, so be honest. We should hear him, not defend him, but by being humble. We should speak, but not offending, but be sensitive. And we should love, but without expecting. So it's purity, good intention in the heart. These are 4 points. And if you want to hear more about this class, His Holiness Swayambhava and Keshava Maharaj. So it's the class, he gave the class recently, 2 weeks ago. And humbly suggest you please listen to that, watch that video, YouTube video. Very, very nice class. Very insightful. Okay? Any comment, any questions? Mataji, would you like to say anything, any comment? No? Thank you.
So if you don't have any comment or questions, so we can end the class here. Thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhavatan ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bhava.